25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Welcome to today, the Good Day way for you to find out what's important going on around the world today. Thanks to the efforts of Rich McFadden.
Wait a minute, it's today?
It is today, Rich.
It's not yesterday,
no. It's not, no. And it isn't tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Always late.
Today. Sometimes we focus on some of the things that are interesting that happened yesterday. A few news nuggets around this morning, including the fight. I don't like to use that word. Disagreement, maybe, between Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who found herself on the hot seat.
Oh, yeah?
In sort of an unusual place.
What happened?
Fox News. Well, she's seeking, you remember, she was interested in the presidential nomination.
Yeah.
She was on Bill O'Reilly's show. And we all know O'Reilly is not necessarily interested in the hard, in the soft stuff. He gets right down to it. The people who are reviewing how she looks lately thinks that she has been out on a vacation. She looks tanned and healthy. Anyway, so Obama pushed her very, 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 very much on her give-no-quarter position on raising the debt ceiling, calling her a renegade at one point. She responded with her standard lines about Americans believing that we have to get spending under control. O'Reilly was sort of taking a cue, maybe, from the story in the New York Times, where David Brooks pointed out that the opportunity here for a historic deal is just that, an opportunity. The president and Democrats offered to make substantial cuts. O'Reilly pointed out, urging her to go with the flow, go with the deal, let's get it done. O'Reilly said he also believed that Secretary Geithner's warnings are true. The potentially catastrophic economic effects of not raising the ceiling. Anyway, they went back and forth, pretty feisty exchange. I think O'Reilly's position on the debt ceiling is more interesting than what Bachmann has said. She has never said, she's so predictable and bland and boring and doesn't come across as being very smart, at least in my read of this. The O'Reilly attack and Bachmann attacking the White House, again, it's the same stuff. And people are, I think O'Reilly's right. I think O'Reilly has his fingers on the pulse more than anybody else doing this sort of thing,
you know,
frankly.
Yeah, but here's the tough thing. It's trying to find a happy medium somewhere between this crazy spending,
right,
and getting a deal done.
Yeah.
So you have certain people like Michelle Bachmann who say, no, I'm not going to concede anything, and we have to stop spending every single nickel.
In a sense, though, Richie, that's been a good move because it has brought around, this is more in defense of not necessarily her, but what she and Ryan and some of the other people who are on the right track, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to the spending and trying to rein things in. You look at what the irresponsibility of what we spend in war. Hey, look at any, I went through this yesterday. Wasn't yesterday? I went through all these numbers from 2000 and then from this past year and how the spending has increased 113% over the last 12 years, when in fact the rate of inflation over those same years is about 34% if you take into account what the normal every annual year of overview and how much is done more this year than last year. So to have, as I said, I don't think Michelle Bachmann's ever had an original thought in her head. Having said that, however, the more important issue isn't what goes on between her and what goes on with O'Reilly. More important issue is for people to get what actually is going on and to support the people who want to be responsible. Otherwise, as corny as it sounds, the legacy that you leave to your children, your grandchildren, you know, it could be, as these guys go back and forth and they say, oh, there's no problem, and that's Boehner versus Obama. It's all right, we don't have a spending problem. Of course we have a spending problem. When you spend $350,000 to run a barbershop in the Senate, what? That's not a problem?
$275,000 for calligraphy department.
Yeah, that's not a problem? You shut down the White House tours because you're so damned irresponsible, or you're so angry, or you're so cynical.
That one drives me crazy.
And yesterday, Richie,
keeping the people who pay for the house
out of the house. Yeah.
Just to go, see, yeah. Told you.
Yeah. And then somebody in the, I think it was the Senate, was dumb enough to introduce legislation to fund the tours at the White House. You're going to fund something that these people have taken away because they're arbitrary and capricious, and you think that makes sense?
We're going to need a new tax to be able to fund your right. ability to come in and see your White House.
You're going
to
see, and any of you who have the ridiculous opinion that paying more in taxes is going to fix the problem, we need to pay more in taxes like we need another hole in our butt. It doesn't work that way. And yet,
actually, that would be kind of helpful.
What, another hole in our
yeah,
butt?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you speak about your own butt. Mine is not interested in having another hole in it. But thanks very much anyway. So what do you do under the circumstances? Think again. The O'Reilly-Bachman thing is just theater, but it gets to the heart of a really important problem. Again.
It's a tough situation.
It is a tough situation.
Nobody wants to move.
Nope. You're right about that. 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler is watching our social media. So anything that regards this is the issue, Michelle Bachman and O'Reilly, is that just theater? And are people really coming around to grasp the idea that we waste as much money as we do for no good reason, and yet people don't seem to understand it? I don't know, Kenny, whether that's something that it excites people or not, but it excites me, as you can tell by the inflection in my voice.
It's all over Twitter. I mean, people are always commenting on it on Twitter. You see it always in your threads on Facebook.
Well,
it's
a big
deal on social media.
Richie, the sequester thing and what that brought about in terms of what people know or don't know about how their money is being spent, that was a helpful, and still is, frankly. I hope it stays. And instead it was 2%, it should have been 20%.
In the state of Virginia this year, it will take me, I'm a resident of the state of Virginia, until April 20th. To pay my tax bill for this year.
That's actually not as bad as it has been. Some years, May 4th or 5th, depending on the states that you live in.
So I will have to work almost 5 months of my 12-month year to pay my taxes for the year.
And they waste it like you wouldn't believe. And how is it that you accept that and think that it's okay? Sorry, it doesn't pay the bill, if you'll pardon the expression. 13 past the hour today. Big news for those of you who like to go to the Home Depot, your local Home Depot today, this evening, actually, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, is having a free workshop presented by the folks at Lutron. Lutron is the energy-efficient lighting company, and they're going to show you how to install some of these energy-efficient lighting sensors and dimmers. We'll have some more on that from Tom Kreitler, who is the fellow that manages our, not only does he have great ideas in terms of taking care of your house, Money Pit Radio program, his very intense but yet interesting and entertaining show that covers lots of ground every weekend. You should check and find out where it is on stations near you, or you can check it out online. But they're working in cooperation with the Home Depot to present this workshop by Lutron. That is tonight at Home Depots all across the country. The one that's nearest you is the place you should go.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an extreme green coffee bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-990-0215. 888-990-0215. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-990-0215. Some conditions apply. 888-990-0215.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Love your Pandora bracelet.
Oh, thanks. He went to Jared.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared March 21st through the 24th and receive a free Pandora clasp bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. While supplies last.
A lot of people love to talk about the weather, but what can you do about it? The onslaught of wild weather that has battered the U.S. in the last few years, Hurricane Sandy, tornado outbreaks that seem at this time of year to be rougher each year. We've had floods, remember what happened in the Mississippi a couple of years ago. That's the new normal, says the National Weather Service. Mm-hmm. The new normal, the likely face of our country's weather and the world's weather is changing. Global warming is making it more likely that you will experience tougher storms, more intensity, heavier precipitation than has ever been recorded. Now, maybe that's the underscore that has ever been recorded. Don't be
sure.
Weather records since the 1880s.
Yeah.
So this extreme weather that the news media is so happy to play up, scaring everybody. Weather. Snow on the ground. It's the end of March on the farm. It's the end of March, folks. There are snowstorms in April, and there have been. I remember having a snowstorm in May 25 years ago when the power went out, and I had a tank full of milk in the barn, and it all went bad. That's the way it is. And I think that the more we work this stuff, we are. What's changed here isn't necessarily the weather, although it is different because that's the way the earth works. But to have the news media, the different ingredient here.
They're always looking for something to scare you with.
Stir it up.
Yep, always looking for something to scare you with.
All right, let's not be scared. I got an interesting question that you may answer right now at 888-302-DOUG. The 2020 trivia question asks you what John Malkovich, Steven Spielberg, Kevin Bacon, Larry King, Mort Zuckerman, Senator Fred Lautenberg, and Saul Katz all have in common.
They're all 1 degree of separation away from Kevin Bacon, the world's center of the entertainment universe.
That may be it, Richie. I will repeat the question because that's not the right answer.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'll give you four things that you can consider. What does John Malkovich, Steven Spielberg, Kevin Bacon, Larry King, Mort Zuckerman, Senator Frank Lautenberg, and Saul Katz all have in common? He owns the New York Mets. They invest in the film Tintin, being produced by Peter Jackson. They attended the bedside of Natasha Richardson when she was dying. They were passengers on a plane that crashed into the Hudson River. They were victims of Bernie Madoff swindles. Which of those things do you think is correct? 888-302-3684. All of them as movie folks in this and personalities and businessmen and politicians. They all have one thing in common. What do you think it is? You get the answer, you get a swell prize on the Good Day program. 888-302-DOUG. It's 21 after. This is Good Day.
Gardeners. Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Around to Beatles night. Last night, Richie was Beatles night. Richie's wife wasn't home, so he didn't watch American Idol. But we have
good and bad. They could either hack up one of my favorite bands of all time, or they could do something really cool. So
let's find out. We have the first contestant being Cree Harrison singing with a little help from my friends. Now, already I don't like it. Judges liked it. Richie doesn't mind it. Kenny, what do you think?
There you go.
I didn't hear him, but I'm thinking he said,
you're not going to.
No, okay, all right. So, that doesn't do anything for me, but the judges liked it. Richie liked it, okay. Next up is
Brunel. This is more of the Joe Cocker version.
It's terrible. Brunel Taylor. Awful. No, it's terrible. Brunel Taylor follows with Let It Be on American Idol last night. Paul McCartney's song. Judges like him, too. I don't find any problem with that, frankly. You don't like it?
It's there. This is one I find this song after McCartney did it. You can't make it any better, so don't even try.
Well, they're trying to be winners, Richie.
Yep.
Amber Holcomb singing She's Leaving Home. Trying to bolster some of the men because they haven't been that popular this season. The women have been more popular.
Yeah.
This presentation received mixed reviews from the judges. I don't find any of these. You like some of them, but. All right, next up, Lazaro Arbo singing In My Life. Different treatment of the song.
I find that I don't agree with the judges often. This is the case of that judge who didn't like his performance very much.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Stand up there and go and tell everybody that they're terrible?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
That's
okay.
I could do it if I were there.
Yeah. Then you wouldn't be. You wouldn't have a job next year if you convinced all of America that everybody up there singing is terrible.
Did Minaj show up on time?
Yes.
I did again. All right, next performer on American Idol last night, Candice Glover singing Come Together. This is Beatles Night. It seems the judges like the noisier Beatles song.
Not bad.
Judges like it. Next contestant is Paul Jolly with Eleanor Rigby.
God, this ought to be interesting. Eleanor
Rigby, fixing through ice at the church when the wedding is spinning. Not so hot. We're all spoiled because we know the originals and don't like
them. It's hard. I had a friend comment on Facebook last night. American Idol needs to stop making these kids sing classic, butcher classic rock songs that they've never heard before.
Yeah, they don't have any relationship with the song. The judges didn't like, they felt he was disconnected from the music. And I mean, that means he has no appreciation for it, basically.
Right.
Saying what you're saying, Angie. Angie Miller sings Yesterday. Judges liked it. Let's do Devin Velez for a minute here, Richie. Long and Winding Road. The judges liked his performance. So a little summary of what happened last night. If you didn't see American Idol, we've got it here for you on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Did you know the first flex-fuel vehicle was not born in the 70s? In 1896, Henry Ford built his first automobile, the quadricycle, to run on pure ethanol. Then, in 1908, the flex-fuel Model T, designed to run on gasoline and ethanol, rolled off the assembly line and onto American roadways. Visionary Mr. Ford predicted, "The fuel of the future is going to come from fruit like that sumac out by the road, or from apples, weeds, sawdust, almost anything." And so goes the development of America's fuel. Crop-based and cellulosic ethanol from the 19th century into the 21st. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association. Drive to ethanolrfa.org. That's ethanolrfa.org.
Blown head gaskets, engine block leaks, and cracked cylinder heads can be scary. Don't be afraid. Mars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix to the rescue. Mars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix penetrates gaps and cracks, then hardens almost instantly in your vehicle's engine combustion chamber to permanently stop leaks and your fear of being stranded. For all the reasons to trust Mars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix, go to MarsLeaks.com. That's MarsLeaks.com.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend. Decaf.
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy. Offer is $3.20.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Have a good day.
About 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffens' Good Day program. This is the anniversary. We'll celebrate this for a moment and get the winner of our 2020 trivia question. This was the day that for the first time in history, one of the most popular songs in the history of our country was first performed by a young lady named Kate Smith. And because of my affinity for this song, I think this ought to be our national anthem. I've said that consistently for years and years, decades and decades. How can you not be stirred listening to this song? That Irving Berlin got for writing the song he gave to the Boy Scouts. Apparently, at the time he wasn't too concerned. I don't think they were about whether they had gay Boy Scouts or not. You heard that story, Richie, right? Chipotle, the restaurant chain, yeah, was going to donate money to the Boy Scouts. They pulled it because they're discriminatory and their company policy is not to have discrimination. Occasions over the years, it's been suggested that the Congress enact a bill changing the national anthem to this song. And it's with good purpose. Don't you think this is much better than that horrible Star Spangled Banner? It's a horrible song. It's horrible. This is great. This date, 1939, first performance. Irving Berlin wrote it in 1918 after World War I. with three television programs that all began in the early 50s. At 4:30 in the afternoon, Kate Smith was on, and her signature song was When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain. She would sing that every day. And then there was Howdy Doody. How bad is it? I don't remember what time of day the he chose for on. Oh, my God. So it was Kate Smith, then it was Howdy Doody, and then it was, oh, phooey, what is that? I just had it in my mind, too. The three shows. Oh, Pinky Lee.
Oh, my God.
It's me. My name is Pinky Lee.
Here we go. It's all falling apart now.
How many people remember that? All right, let's go to Ohio for a story. This is not a good week for Ohio. On Wednesday in Akron, the death penalty was used. The street preacher, we have heard the story, convicted of killing three down-and-out men that were homeless. He offered them jobs on Craigslist for some reason or other. The jury that convicted Richard Beasley made its recommendation after hearing from the man's mother, after witnesses who testified on his behalf showed up. The judge set his sentencing, victims, relatives hugging, and, you know, just looking at the story of Richard Beasley, why he did this. The men were killed, and there was a fourth person who was wounded, and he testified to Beasley's act, and there were a couple of other people involved. One of them was a 16-year-old boy, so he can't face the death penalty, but the law in Ohio for the death penalty reserved for the worst and worst and worst of the worst. And it's the state's position that he is the worst of the worst. So anyway, I mean, this story is kind of sordid, but it's just amazing. I was talking about Ohio yesterday, Richie, and it's more sort of like my third state after California. I don't know, Florida might be my third state, Ohio might be my fourth in terms of time I've spent there.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird, the stuff that goes on in Ohio sometimes. It's just plain weird.
It happens everywhere.
And this is
crazy stuff.
This
happens
is sort
everywhere.
Of Appalachia around Akron and south of there is that's where Appalachia is. There's a lot of poor people there. All right, let's get to the bottom of our 2020 news quiz. Or actually, this is a trivia question. I asked you what Malkovich, John Malkovich, Steven Spielberg, Kevin Bacon, Larry King, Mort Zuckerman, Senator Lautenberg, and Saul Katz all had in common. And so, Patrick, what do you think? Which of those four scenarios fits?
I would have to say that Bernie Madoff made off with their money.
Bernie Madoff or Madoff swindled all of these people. The worst victim here is Kevin Bacon. He lost the most. I read somewhere he and his wife, Kira Sedgwick, lost $114 million.
Wow.
Wow.
Which was pretty much all they had. So, how do you like? Yeah, that's why. I don't know why she's not working anymore. She didn't want to do the closer anymore. But Bacon, a lot of people think the show he's in now, The Following, is a good show. I caught just a glimpse of it the other day, and I thought it was awful.
It's a good show. It's a brilliant script, but, man, it's rough stuff to watch.
Rough stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so, Patrick, where are you?
Key West, Florida.
Key West. How much time do you spend a day listening to this program?
Pretty much the first half hour of every day on my way to work.
Really?
Awesome.
All right, so you can download
Thank
the rest
you.
Of it if you want to on your way home. You can go to DougStephan.com, hit the listen box, and you can listen to something that you didn't hear on your way home. How's that for a deal?
Hey, do me a favor, or listen to us on the app on your smartphone and take us to the southernmost point in the United States and let us hang out there with a nice chili drink for a little bit this afternoon, okay?
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea for Saturday morning.
There you go.
All right, Patrick, hold on a second. That's good. And so we take care of
the keys.
Why?
I want to go back.
When did you go there?
I haven't been there for 10 years.
Really? I don't think I have either. I visited our station there once, but I haven't been. I remember going to having a great couple of days, actually, I say Provincetown because Key West is the same as Provincetown. The restaurants are great.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting, very colorful community.
Just laid very back cool. and fun.
Yeah, very nice. Patrick Fitzgerald, who is...
where do you hear this story?
Fed up. I mean, I'll leave it at that, all right? He's a spokesperson for FedEx, but...
The feds are going after FedEx and UPS, and you will not believe why.
All right, we'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job.
My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
The perfect cup of coffee is now just moments away. I'm Risa Jill Miller. New Folgers Fresh Breaks Roasted Concentrated Coffee offers a convenient way to enjoy the authentic taste of a hot cup of coffee anytime, anywhere, no brewing required. Mary Beth Bottiger, Vice President, Corporate Communications, the J.M. Smucker Company.
Folgers understands how important it is for coffee lovers to be able to enjoy a delicious cup of coffee no matter where their day takes them. Our Fresh Breaks coffee offers even more convenient ways to enjoy a fresh cup of coffee at a moment's notice without sacrificing authentic taste.
For a free product sample, visit Facebook.com/Folgers to share where you could use a fresh break. The first 350,000 qualified coffee lovers to request a sample will receive a Fresh Break sample stick and coupon in the mail while supplies last. Promotion open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 years and older, void where prohibited.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
How many of you remember this tune from Miami Vice? 16 and change before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich is here. Ken Kessler is here. Roberta's out. And Jennifer is on another assignment. So let's focus on something that we all know is a big problem in our country. Drugs, how they're distributed, how they get around. It's pretty interesting, actually. Patrick Fitzgerald is the spokesperson for FedEx. And this business about the government prosecuting FedEx and UPS in the war on drugs is something many of you probably don't know much about. So I'll give you a little background info. The Department of Justice on a crusade, it would seem, to bring civil and maybe even criminal charges against several of the large cargo companies for being engaged, quote, in illegal drug distribution schemes. Why could this be, or how does this happen? Patrick, let's get to the bottom of this. You work for FedEx. UPS is under scrutiny as well. What's going on?
Well, it's a disturbing case in our point of view, because what we're talking about here are legal medicines. So these are online pharmacies that are using FedEx and other transportation companies to distribute medicines to patients at residences, residential deliveries around the country.
Uh-huh.
And there's a criminal investigation. What started out as a request for information that we've been cooperating with is now turned into a criminal investigation that somehow we play a role in some criminal activity by online pharmacies. And our point of view is very clear that if there is any illegal activity by any online pharmacies, just the Department of Justice could simply give us a list of those pharmacies and we would immediately stop shipping.
All right, so this is wonderful. That's another great example of the government doing such a fine job to protect its citizens from malfeasance. I say that with my tongue firmly implanted in my cheek. That's another ridiculous example of how stupid... Wait a minute, let me finish, because this kind of stuff, Americans who are paying taxes and they're being used to go after, when simply said, what you just put forth would have been the intelligent way to handle this. Instead, they've got everything all...
They're expecting you to read their mind.
Yeah, right.
And do their jobs for them.
Yeah, right. So, all right, so what can you do, FedEx do, what does UPS do? I mean, I want to know what the Postal Service, if the Postal Service is involved, they ship packages the same as you do, so why aren't they part of the this discriminatory practice of zeroing in on you?
Well, that would be a question for the government to answer, but we have, our point of view is that there is a solution, and there needs to be an industry-wide solution for this. We have a 40-year history of cooperating with law enforcement and the Department of Justice and the DEA, and we want a solution, just as we've come to with so many other situations, and we believe that there is an easy solution to provide us a list of the companies that are engaging in any sort of illegal activity, and we'll stop shipping. And that same list should be made available across the industry, so it's not a FedEx-specific issue, because we have witnessed when we have stopped service for some online pharmacies that those online pharmacies can then just turn around and use the Postal Service.
Yeah.
Patrick, are these companies within the United States borders, over the borders? Is there why are they saying that these companies are illegal?
Well, the companies that are part of this investigation are U.S. companies. So to be clear, they're as far as we can
tell, U.S. drug manufacturers.
Pharmacies, online pharmacies. Okay. The licensed pharmacies, though, and the prescriptions are being written, as to the best of our knowledge, by licensed physicians, and these are
legal medicines. Your business. You shouldn't have to know whether they are. If somebody declares X, Y, and Z, and that's not the case, then you shouldn't be the ones who they're going after. They go after the people who lied to you. On the face of the, we all know it, we send packages FedEx, they ask you, what's in here? Does it need insurance? Is it dangerous? Is there anything in there that we should know about? Right? That's what you do.
That's what we do. Nearly 10 million packages a day we pick up and deliver, and these are sealed packages. They're sealed, we pick them up, and they're sealed, we deliver them. We have no interest in violating the privacy of our customers.
One of the things that I find interesting, we've only got a minute or so, Patrick, here, is that UPS has said they will pay the fine, and you guys are fighting back, which I think is the appropriate thing to do. If you give in or roll over, it's just another government fiasco.
Yeah, the settlement's not an option when there's nothing to settle. There's no
right.
legal.
Why would UPS be settling? They haven't done anything wrong. They cowards? I mean, I don't expect you to say anything nice about them because of your competition. But come on, folks. Why would you say that you're pleading guilty? If you negotiate a settlement, then basically you're saying, yeah, we've been doing that.
Because of the cost of what it takes to run up against the government lawyers.
Yeah. So there you go.
It's cheaper to pay the fines.
Yeah. What an outrage. My God. All right, well, when does this come to a head, Patrick?
Well, it's an ongoing criminal investigation. It's been going on for several years. So we want to be clear that we want a solution, and we think the criminal investigation is absurd, and the government is focusing their attention in the wrong area. And they need to work with us and the entire industry on a real solution that will serve the public interest.
I'm from the government.
Tax dollars at work, ladies
and gentlemen. I'm here to help you. All right, Patrick, thank you. Patrick Fitzgerald, spokesperson for FedEx. What an outrage. 10 before the hour.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel 6-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel 6-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is 3/23/13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, joining me from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program is Tom Kreitler, who along with Leslie Segretti perform miracles in your home every every weekend. He's here to talk about something that we've actually been mentioning all week long here. You may or may not have heard. If you haven't, you need to listen up, because tonight is a great opportunity from 6:30 to 8 o'clock local time, wherever there's a Home Depot, and there's a couple of thousand of them around the country. They're going to present a workshop sponsored by the folks at Lutron to save you energy. And that's basically the bottom line here with these sensors and these dimmers that Lutron has been making. Well, I have them all over my house.
Me too.
Tom, they do.
Yeah, you know, Lutron actually invented the dimmer. That's how long they've been making them.
Really?
Yeah, they really did. They're back in the 60s. And yeah, the session's called the Do-It-Herself Clinic, happening all across the
country. Wait a minute. Oops, hold on just a second.
So we're not invited?
The what? It's called what?
It's called a do-it-herself clinic, and that's why the lovely and talented Leslie Segretti will be involved tonight. We're actually going to be appearing in the Manhattan store on 3rd Avenue during the clinic tonight and helping out and signing books. But across the country, in 2,000 Home Depots from 6:30 to 8 p.m., you can attend the clinic, and they will give you the step-by-step on how to install a dimmer or an occupancy sensor, both very good energy-saving devices. So let's talk about the occupancy sensor, because that's one of my favorites, because it's saving me a lot of energy. When you have teenagers, they never turn lights off, Doug.
Oh, right.
Okay. So Yep. The occupancy sensor does this for you. You know, in my kids' rooms, I put the occupancy sensor so that when they leave the school in the morning, there's no activity, there's no motion in the room, the lights go off.
Right.
They don't have to go up there and shut everything off.
Think about that for a second. It's really pretty amazing, whoever figured this out, that you, just by having no motion in the room, it is able to, through whatever sensing technology they use, flip the light on.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it. I have them all in my my radio studios here.
Yeah, so why not have them in your house, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm putting them in my closets. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Right.
And if you want to look for an inexpensive way to transform any room's ambiance, give it a little bit of color, a little bit of drama, a dimmer is the way to do that. So for very little money, an easy installation, you can replace your toggle light switch with a dimmer. And the dimmers today, Doug, they work with the energy-efficient bulbs.
Yeah.
They work with all types of lighting, and they save you energy.
All right. I can now tell you this is truth in advertising.
Well, here we go.
I have used these on an occasion when there was romance involved. Dining room, you want to turn.
Yeah, so anyway, Tom.
Yeah, moving right along.
No, that's a great idea.
Well, no, it's a good point.
In my kitchen, I have 10 recessed lights.
Yeah.
I have 4 in kind of the work area, 2 in the over top of the countertop, the breakfast bar type thing, and then 4 over top of where like the kitchen table is. And I can independently control them. So if I don't want, I want bright light over the cooking area,
yeah,
and I want a little bit of light over the countertop there because the kids are sitting there doing something, and I want to turn the eating area off because nobody's sitting there. And this has made the biggest difference. It's like you felt like you lived in a dungeon before this? Having this control of the lights. Yeah, because it was just
terrific.
Dim or dark or whatever it is. And now to have it so bright or to be able to control where I want the light is awesome.
It just gives you a lot of options, energy efficiency, and it gives you a good quality of life improvement. Sensors and dimmers presented by Lutron. So 6:30 to 8 p.m. at every Home Depot across the country. And check this out. If you go, you'll get a 20% off Lutron coupon for everyone that attends the workshop. You can get more information at ChooseLutron.com and also at HomeDepot.com.
All right, so let's spend a minute on installation. Because sure. These things are so easy. What do you have to do? Take this old switch out? How easy is it to mechanically change these?
Let me tell you something, Doug. It's as easy as it gets for an electrical repair. And the cool thing about the Lutron company is they actually have a toll-free 24/7 number printed on every package where you can call these experts up, and they will walk you through any questions that you have about the installation. So Lutron has really been on the cutting edge of not only inventing the devices, making them work with today's energy-efficient bulbs, helping you save money every step of the way, but they've been teaching folks how to install these for years. And so that's what they're doing tonight across the country with these do-it-herself workshops at Home Depot.
Don't hold the wires together when you take it apart. That'd be the first clue. Go to ChooseLutron, ChooseLutron.com, ChooseLutron.com, or over to HomeDepot.com to get the information and how these work and where you go. It'll locate your nearest Home Depot, and you can go there and figure out how you can use these in every room of your home. Lutron, the name to remember, a lot of quality in these devices at Home Depot. 6:30 to 8 o'clock local time tonight. Tom Kreidler from The Money Pit here on Good Day at 50.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived, organic, certified organic minerals in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, in the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.